All right, and it is 10 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 1 p.m. in the East Coast, and it is 8 p.m. in the holy city of Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Today is April 4, 2016, and this is Orly Benny Davis with the Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio Studio One, we are planning all kind of stories to tell you, to share with you, to talk to you about, and frankly, to pray with you for this world of ours. You know, it's maybe that I'm getting old, and maybe that the stories are getting worse, or maybe we are exposed or overexposed to all the incredible happening of this world. You know, nobody prepared me to wake up to the notion of this incredible story that's been working behind the scene for 1 year between all news agencies. And, you know, God bless them all. They kept it quiet and they kept searching. And the Panama list is incredible. And whoever didn't hear about it, I got a little clip just to let you know what we just starting to understand.
Details are emerging from a giant leak of confidential documents, the so-called Panama Papers. 11 million records expose the offshore holdings of some 140 politicians from more than 50 countries. The leak gives details of the financial dealings of public officials around the world.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
The information in the leak covers associates of the Russian president, current and former leaders, including prime ministers of Iceland and Pakistan, the president of Ukraine, and the king of Saudi Arabia. Professional athletes, FIFA officials, fraudsters, and drug smugglers have all had their financial dealings leaked. A German newspaper has posted the 11 million documents from a Panamanian firm online. The paper says they provide rare insights into a world that can only exist in the shadows.
All right, this is just to let you understand what we are talking about. The idea is like this. There were 11 million, you know, documents that got revealed, and they're all about the story about in Panama, that it's the place where all the people, let's call it the high rollers of this world, because, you know, frankly, when they invade tax, they become high rollers in, you know, in the other side of the moon. They play in Panama, and it's really easy. I heard about it many years ago when they have offshore company, you know, to make international, you know, international interaction with the business. You need to have offshore companies, and whatever it is, it works for them. And they have the Panama Papers that just tell us all about everybody. Now, people are subjecting themselves to the misleading, guided manipulation of some, but please don't make mistakes. It is all around us. You know, people that have a lot of resources, a lot of money, that was a common denominator between them all. It doesn't matter where they come from, and I don't care. You know, people are trying to target, you know, Vladimir Putin as the source. Hey, he is like any other people, and, you know, famous or rich or powerful on the list. Now, the question is, what are we going to do about it? It's not about what you can do. It's about only it's how we're going to do it. Now, thinking about it, it's not like you want to get them out of office and, hey, let the people rebel. I don't think it's Russia. It can happen in Ukraine. It cannot in Afghanistan, Pakistan. It cannot. It's not. It's not. It will be a different way. I remember that Switzerland was also a safe haven for money, and they had they come to term with that with the International Monetary Organization, I guess, to reveal all names. So now they have to disclose everybody's on everybody's list or in the bank. I think that will be a good start. Now, the question is, if all those in power that manage so much funds and money are in charge, who's going to be in charge of covering them and discovering it? So we have a big, big problem, you guys. And you know what? It's funny, but it's okay. It's a part of evolving the global new age, a global order, they say. I don't think so. I think we are reorganizing ourselves again to a different way. I think that the American Constitution was, you know, basic for freedom and understanding, and we need to just expand the understanding to a global marketplace. And if we start setting the rules fast and immediately, we can start doing it. We need international law officers. We need people that are going to do and take responsibility. It's not easy, but it can be done. Well, of course it can be done. We have to do it. There is no question about it. And you know what? You can take them out of law school and, you know, young and fresh and clean and without any baggage and start putting them into different divisions. Maybe it can work. You never know. But give it the chance. This Panama paper will clear the way to my ultimate question. Where was all the money? Because I said, if there is no money, who took it? There you go. You see, now we found the money. Now, before we do anything about it, we have to plan how we're going to work it out, okay? So I'm calling up to an international convergent conference to be set up, coming up soon, to make sure that we start talking about how we're going to divide the resources, the international resources and funds globally. And it's not going to be the big parties, the big, you know, massive people that are running the show this way. No, it might be somebody else. You never know. Many more girls, that's for sure. All right? If you need a solution, I think that you'll need some of those. All right, guys. Somebody has to make the coffee after all, right? That's what you say, boys? Well, I like it with two sugar. Thank you. Anyway, guys, I hope you will stay in because we're going to talk about other stuff that's really rocking Israel these days. And before we start moving to the next page, and I love this Panama Papers because I found the money finally. Let's listen to some music.
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues.
Ah, that was fantastic. Neil Diamond, we missed him. We missed him so long. You know, I think that he's preparing a concert to come. Listen, don't hold me for that. But for some reason, once he starts popping around, it means like there is some news about him. But if not, it's the energy. Maybe we'll see him in Israel coming up soon. And you know, there are so many people are coming to visit Israel here, and have a very good concert, maybe in Masada. In the Masada, usually they use the place. You know, it's spectacular place in the Dead Sea, and you know, it's the lowest place of the universe. Then you have Masada, that's like it's a fortress inside, and on top they make concert and opera on top, with all the illumination and lighting and incredible atmosphere. That's something, you know, that you cannot see anywhere else. Of course, you can see it in the Colosseum and in Europe. But this days and age, you know, Europe is not, you know, I'm not that crazy, even that Italy is always a place to visit. But the understanding that many concerts are coming to Israel is really great. You know, I like to rock and roll here. So, Neil Diamond, if you're on your way here, we'll see you. That will be great. Anyway, we wanted to turn the page and start talking to you about what's going on in Israel. In Israel, there is one issue that you need to be concerned with because it subjects us all to understanding what's the role of the Supreme Court and function in the life of mankind. Now, America gave us the incredible constitution, and Hamilton did give us the understanding of what's the rule. But now we have a situation that the ruling of the Supreme Court in Israel got you know, injected into the history. So let's listen to what actually happened.
Gas deal between American and Israeli energy companies to develop Israel's largest offshore deposits has been held unconstitutional by the country's high court. The court suspended the project for a year to enable parliament to amend the agreement. The judges ruled a clause in the contract preventing major regulatory changes for a decade was unacceptable. The condition might give energy companies pricing and regulatory stability for 10 years despite future changes in government. This could serve as a protection from regulatory changes in taxation, antitrust limitations, and export quotas.
All right. That was, you know, on the tip of the iceberg, let's say. It's crazy because the deal is incredible. I've been researching it this week. I've been actually talking to the people that created that that, you know, understanding, and the people who wanted to stop it. The ruling got stopped by incredible people from the School of Law in Ramat Gan, you know, the city that I was born in. And the amazing thing, they actually succeeded to stop because they said it's unconstitutional. Constitution to say what? To block a deal for 15 years. It's not 10 years like the lady said. They are trying to block it for 15 years. And with the promise of a fixed price, that's what I understood, which is unheard of because it's like the stock market. It's gas. It's like oil. It changes. It's like gold. You cannot stop and regulate something that you don't know in advance. It's the stock market. How you do that? And then you got also the obligation to purchase 50% of it. Really? It's like I'm opening a farm, then I'm selling you 50% of the product. Wow. To the high fixed price for 15 years, 10 years, I don't know, 5 years. It doesn't matter. It means that I'm making a great deal. Now, whoever gets mad in America, I must call you to your attention to the fact that they have actually reasonable understanding to subject to. Now, people in the ground pushed with all lobbyists. You know, I've been lobbyist on the Hill in Washington, and trust me, the lobby in Israel, it's nothing of a kind. We have actually incredible bullies when you call about, you know, to get into the face of those very powerful people in Israel. It's not the same like in America. In America, it's a different kind of atmosphere understanding, respect, and, you know, distance and honor. And you have to tell the truth, deliver, and everything. But then when you send bullies to the government of Israel, and you force their hand, said, hey, if you guys don't give us this, the gas will never go out. Really? Why? Because you're the only people on the planet that can withdraw that gas for us? Or, excuse me, but we don't really want you to get all our resources, or the people of Israel have the right to all to their resources for future generation, or we can negotiate price as we get along. Or maybe I want to have income from the first dollar, not after you spend, you know, how much you want, 240% from your expenditure. Ah, nice. Well, so the Supreme Court decided they are not, they're not going to allow it. And you know what? I've been talking to Effie Michaeli. Effie Michaeli is the guy that from the school that made the ruling, and he say, you know, they don't want, you know, they don't have objection to everything, but they cannot agree that on the one chapter of 52 that the prime minister decided to take on as the legitimate reason to pass it through the government without going through the joint sessions of the Knesset, it wasn't good enough. Let me tell you, chapter 52 in the article of Israel that state that in kind of security reason will make you do anything you want. You know, like the one that we had after 9/11 in America that said, you know, that because of security, we can listen to all of you anytime we want, right? That's the same thing. Now, 52 is like, okay, you minister that's supposed to agree on this, you're not really matter. Just get away, you know, get away from your job as the economy minister, they call it here, I guess, the business, or whatever, commerce minister, and go become somebody else. Meanwhile, they really book him with another chapter because he's ex-felon. Wow, Israel's story to tell. I'm telling you, we need the book fast. Guys, I don't want to confuse you, but the idea of a Supreme Court ruling is necessary in any reasonable. Now, I found something that Hamilton, because today the Justice Minister quoted Mr. Hamilton. I want you to share some of his incredible wisdom and understanding of the rule of law. All right, that was not really, really Hamilton. Okay, let's give it a try again, but we're going to wait a second until our incredible, incredible guy behind the scene that I've been thanking him again and again, but I cannot bless him enough for all the hard work he's doing, Doug Newsom. I want to tell him, you know, that if there is a force in this you know, radio show is him, of course. So he's helping me out doing my usual, you know, mistake. I run with my high-rise horses, and I expect everybody to follow as usual. And he needs to cover my track on what I need to do. Anyway, the idea is Hamilton. Today, the story was like this. There was a conference of lawyers in Eilat. Eilat is the very southern city of Israel. It's a border between, you know, you can see Aqaba, you can see Jordan from there. It has a beautiful sea, it's beautiful scuba diving around, and people for some reason think that the place to think is there, which I think it's by all means, if I go that far, I want to have fun, I want to swim. I want to take some sun because it's really sunny and hot there. But no, they decided to take all the law-loving people there. And our minister of justice decided to quote Sam of Hamilton reasoning to the Supreme Court rule in the justice system. So I guess that Doug found it. Thank you so much, Doug. Let's listen to that now.
The Constitution of the United States of America was written over 200 years ago. In these words, the freedoms and the rights of American citizens are spelled out, preserved, and protected. The powers of the central federal government are divided, checked, and balanced into three divisions: the legislative or lawmaking branch, which includes Congress, the executive, which includes the president, and the judiciary. Only the judicial branch has the authority to determine whether a law passed by Congress or a presidential action is constitutional. The highest court of the judicial branch is the Supreme Court. In civil and criminal cases, its decisions are final. We present now the history and functions of the Supreme Court. The first charter of government for the United States was proposed in 1777, a year after the Declaration of Independence. It was adopted by all 13 states by March of 1781. This charter, called the Articles of Confederation, was very weak. It did not provide for a federal court system. The articles assumed that the state courts would retain jurisdiction over all civil and criminal matters. Within months of its inception, it was clear that this new system was simply not working. When the Constitution was written in Philadelphia in 1787, the delegates to the Constitutional Convention, George Washington, James Madison, John Marshall, and others, did not spend much time on the federal judiciary. They agreed to provide for a Supreme Court, but did not say how many members the court should have. They left it up to Congress to decide this question and to decide whether there would be any federal courts below the Supreme Court.
The very first beginning says the Supreme Court is the only body who can say if a law or any action taken by the legislative body, or I guess the president, is constitutional. So if we'll take, now Israel doesn't have a constitution. Did you get that? They never created a constitution. They have the Declaration of Independence, yes, and then they have basic law and matter of the British mandate that used to be here before 1948. And they patch and bend the rules. They have laws after law. Trust me, they sometimes go to vote for a law that already exists on the book, and they reject it. It's a circus sometimes. You know, I've been watching it. Sometimes I said, I know that this law exists already. Why they are repeating it? No, they didn't pass it. Oh my God. Anyway. So the Supreme Court, by Hamilton, by the American Constitution, this is the higher authority for me as a democracy. You know, by all understanding, I believe you will understand that. The Supreme Court is the higher authority to say. Now, if you don't like the Supreme Court, it's a different thing, but that's the rule. So in the matter of fact, now, when we're talking about an American company versus Israeli company, you guys couldn't push the envelope so much. You could not go and ask such an incredible deal to rip off the Israeli public and the Supreme Court to stay back and do nothing. Well, da-da, there you go. Now, you know what he did to you? He gave you a favor. He didn't trash the whole deal. It didn't confiscate your rights to drill. There is other energy drilling, gas drilling around. You let it stay. And he didn't actually look into the other agreement. He just did. He said, excuse me, you guys have 1 year to regulate this kind of deal. Do you know that in this Noble Energy, the American company, which is out in Texas, I guess, it's incredible, resourceful company. I think that you would think that you will have the ideas to come with a better deal. Now, when there is so much opposition, maybe there is somebody who will actually have that power to stop it. They didn't count, they didn't see, they didn't even imagine it could be possible. Who is, you know, Israeli, a Fuchs Supreme Court, you know, they all will fluctuate, right? No, they didn't. And good for them, and good for us all, and good for the world. You know why? Because the Holy Land is a holy land for everybody. The fact that another company come and drill and ruin the environment without any regulatory, of course, I'm so sorry. Let me not forget mentioning that they have a lot of organization that, non-profit NGOs that they prepare to help green, or in the environment, they do. But make no mistakes, the fact that you want to open up a jar in the middle of the ocean to high risk, because once if something happens, it's over, right? And of course, it's far and it's deep water and I don't understand nothing about it, of course. You're going to ruin only my view, right? And this is such a little country, and I really, really don't like that, okay? That will be my understanding. But I'm telling you, the Supreme Court ruled, there is 1 year, come with a plan. I talked to the people there. They're reasonable, they're understanding, and actually much nicer than you would think when they had such a victory. They didn't rub it in. They just explain it as it says. I talked to the Noble Energy people, not at length, because the first response was they sent me the press release that they will pursue all their rights to defend their agreement. Well, I don't know what kind of agreement you can have if you found money in a jar, big. Actually, they said the biggest in the world. That's what they were selling to the shareholders. The biggest in the world. And you actually plan to take $1.4 billion in loan accordingly in order for you to buy out some other partner, because you have a big resource now on your end. And you wanted the Israeli people to pay how much was it? Six? I don't know if it was shekel or dollar for the quantity measuring gas whatsoever. But I'm saying that you're sending me a press release to tell me that you will have all the right to pursue what is yours. Apparently, you think, because we agreed to talk about it. But there is a big daddy here, and the big daddy say no. So, you know, oops, we have to start all over again. Now let's do something else. Now that you have Donald Trump running on your side, is a deal maker, right? Isn't it a great deal maker? And you know what? His daughter had a Brit. God bless her son. Congratulations for the new grandson of Donald Trump. Donald Trump might be a guy to deal with on this. He will tell you, you know, you try to cheat Jews. You guys really, I use the word, you know, not to make fun of you all. But, you know, I can say that most of you take us for granted. I can say that you guys abuse us. For 2,000 years, you pushed us and shoved us. We've been no oil. You know, the joke was, last week I told you about, they were mentioning it again. You know, the Moses took us in the desert to the only place that there is no oil. Like, what? Moses was what? Or God sent us to the promised land that was what? So we took the joke. We take the joke. So also in Italy, they said, you know, how you kill people, you say Jewish people, you throw a coin and they jump, they'll kill themselves, right? Like giving us the cheapest of all. It's no, it's because we had to fight all you guys that take advantage of us with all your power, and we little. So you push us and you take advantage. And now you, with all your mechanism, you got incredible, incredible resources. We are going to take what? Nothing is yours. This is the Holy Land. This is God land. When it comes your way, it will. If it's not, sorry. If you want it, get it in the right way or else. Look what's happening in Panama list. Panama list, all those people who thought that they gonna made it. They have their life saving all there. Now it's gone. Because once they catch it, it's over, right? So don't take us for granted. We definitely don't take you for granted. We appreciate you. But just remember, there is a God. And, you know, you can make a plan because it makes him smile.
My sun, you are my earth. You didn't know
all the... All right, guys, listen, sometimes I really want to give you some nice music that's cool to the date, but I'm older, all right? You are still my only one. That song is incredible. Listen to it sometimes. Now, we have another news we can have from the morning news. Israeli news have finally to start broadcasting, news in English. So let's listen to what they have to say.
Hello and thanks for joining us from our studios in Tel Aviv. I'm Natasha Kirchuk here with ILTV's morning briefing from Israel.
The Israeli High Court of Justice has made a historical ruling to cancel a controversial deal to extract natural gas from massive offshore fields in Israel. And Prime Minister Netanyahu is furious. Last December, the Prime Minister signed the deal with U.S. and Israeli gas companies to develop Israel's offshore gas deposits. The High Court is calling the plan unconstitutional because of its stability clause, which prevents the government or Knesset from changing the plan for 10 years. The court has now given the state a period of 1 year to fix problematic aspects of the deal. If the deal is not worked out within that period, the entire plan will be cancelled. The decision is a blow to the Israeli Prime Minister, who is a strong advocate of the deal and even testified at the High Court in its favor. Netanyahu says that the ruling seriously threatens the development of Israel's gas reserves, and that the public will suffer by paying high gas prices while also losing billions of dollars in revenue. Israel has withdrawn Dani Dayan's appointment as ambassador to Brazil following heavy controversy, and it looks like the former settler leader will now be serving as a consul general in New York. The new appointment brings an end to the months-long standoff between Israel and Brazil, which rejected Dayan's appointment because of his history of supporting the Israeli settlement movement. After Brazilian officials confirmed their government's refusal to accept Dayan, Israel refused to back down. Now the Israeli government seems to have given up the fight, and Dayan will be replacing Ido Aharoni in the New York consulate. The head of the U.S. National Security Agency, Admiral Michael Rogers, reportedly made a secret visit to Israel last week. The week-long stay in the Holy Land was allegedly focused on forging closer cooperation in cyber defense between the NSA and the IDF's famed intelligence unit 8200, especially when it comes to countering cyber attacks by Iran and Hezbollah. Over the last 2 years, Israel has been targeted by a number of cyber attacks, and the Iranian government and Hezbollah have been behind many of the attempts. The NSA is the largest intelligence agency in the United States, and it's been widely speculated that the NSA and IDF Unit 8200 cooperated in a cyber operation against the Iranian nuclear program between 2008 and 2011. The agencies allegedly created the computer worm Stuxnet, which is a virus that was planted in the communications networks of Iran's uranium enrichment facilities. Cooperation between the NSA and Unit 8200 is reportedly deep and has been ongoing for decades. Israeli actress Gal Gadot is getting rave reviews for her performance as Wonder Woman, as the box office smash Batman vs. Superman hits the big screens. The film leapt to the top of the charts, with an opening weekend that raked in $170 million, the sixth highest of all time. The film has gotten some negative reviews, but Gal Gadot has been singled out as the best part of the film, and is winning broad acclaim for playing the Amazonian superhero Wonder Woman. Time magazine even wrote that Wonder Woman stole the show and is the only reason to make a donation to the film's already hefty box office take.
That's all for now. I'm Natasha Kirchuk, and see you later with our main daily broadcast from Israel at 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right, and we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis with the Impossible Truth on BBS Radio Studio One. Now, you heard that right. Gal Gadot is an Israeli girl that plays the super, in the super hero movies of the year. I guess that she's incredible. She's fantastic. She's sweet as they come, and she's quite a girl. And I'm telling you, many more actors are, Israeli all around, because they have some character, and they have, there is a lot of roles right now to women, like Israeli need to be strong, nice, and beautiful. So I guess that you'll find more of them around. God bless them, and good luck, really. Now, let's talk about Dani Dayan. Dani Dayan was supposed to be the ambassador to Brazil from Israel. Because he's originally from Argentina, he spoke Spanish, they thought it was good. But for some reason, they decided that he's not allowed to be the ambassador because he lives in the Green Line. Let's clear one thing. Whoever advanced this notion of Green Line, this notion of, occupied territories, this notion of Israeli taking over other countries, there was never state named Palestine. You guys understand, you are living in a la-la land. It's over. This history, now we have the internet. We can discover it. You guys Google it, okay? Palestine is the territory that was conquered by the Romans. The Roman decided to change the name because the Jews have upset them. Yeah, what's news? They evacuate them and they send them to the diaspora and they rename the land. But, in 1917, the Balfour Declaration decided to give the land of Palestine to the Jewish homeland. Now we are stitching it to the wrong people. You guys want to call Palestinian those Arab that run around, and now they're claiming a land or state that never been theirs. And you know what? Every time you give them a piece of land, you know what they do? They come and fight because they don't have any clue what to do with it because they never had one. And it's God's poetic justice because you are giving them more place to fight and kill themselves. So God bless you, but it's not happening, okay? So Danny Dayan lives in the territory that somebody designed in Brazil, from all places. They decided. Brazil, the Brazilian, right? The one that now they're fighting with the president that have a mess, that they can get square one. And, you know, now they have the Olympic. Why don't you play nice? They rejected the Israeli ambassador. Oops. So I guess that they're not going to have Israeli communication, high-tech, advanced technology, security, et cetera, because there was no ambassador to direct this effort. But God bless them. But you guys, go to the Olympic. Have fun. Doo-doo. Be safe. Anyway, so Danny Dayan now is going to New York. What a great man. First of all, I know Danny Dayan personally. If there is anybody that is not radical and is not essentially completely, you know, against whatever, it's Danny Dayan. Danny Dayan is a sweetheart, is a kind gentleman, all right? Let me tell you something. Brazil missed a good one. Now, we love the idea that he's going to be in New York helping, even that Ido was my friend too. Is not going to be there anymore, but he's going to help. Danny Dayan is going to help Danny Dayan, that the ambassador to United Nations now. Oh boy, you guys are waiting for the treat of your life because New York will never be good again. As, you know, it will be safe, thank God. And, you know, all those against liberty, freedom, and the pursuit of happiness will have to find some other shores to be there. I wish him the best. And really, God bless. Now, let's talk about the next song before we ending up the show with some of the American election, because who can miss it? Today we have Wisconsin, I guess. Let's have some music.
Same bed, but it feels just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart...
All right. Oh, I love Bruno Mars. I love you. Yes, he should have bought me flowers. Anyway. Guys, we have the presidential race. It's really hot, and Bernie Sanders is start to run fast. Guys, you watch it. Watch for this man. And, of course, Donald Trump is and Ted Cruz. What's going to happen with the Republican Party? Let's listen to this.
Hello and welcome to the week ahead from the Financial Times in London. Here's what we'll be watching in the coming days. Republican and Democrat presidential candidates will face off in Wisconsin. The clothing retailer H&M reports first quarter results. And we'll have a range of service sector data, including for China and the U.S. First to the U.S., where both Republicans and Democrats will vote in the Wisconsin primary on Tuesday. 42 Republican delegates and 96 Democratic delegates are at stake in a race where every win counts. Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner, was widely criticized last week after saying women who had abortions should be punished. He then backtracked on his comments, but his challengers for the Republican nomination, Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, were quick to criticize Mr. Trump. Here's how Mr. Kasich reacted to Mr. Trump's comments.
It appears as though when he does these events and people press him, he becomes unmoored. And then has to spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to correct all the mistakes that he made. And I have to tell you that as a commander-in-chief and leader of the free world, you don't get do-overs. You need to be able to get it right the first time. We know about his comments on abortion, which have put women in a very difficult position, and we know that he has since moved to correct those in one way or another.
Mr. Trump isn't the only one under pressure. The Democratic race is even tighter in Wisconsin, with polls giving Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders a slim lead in the state over Hillary Clinton. Now to the world of retail, where Swedish clothing company H&M is hoping to make gains on its bigger Spanish rival, Inditex, when it reports first quarter results.
All right. You guys will love to find out about H&M. I know that it's a good, value for the money you spend. But, I've been in the Spatter's business a long time ago, and now not anymore. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show, because for me, it was incredible to use Hamilton as the reason to an action of such a daily important, daily event, with using an historical giant like Hamilton. So God bless his soul, and may the universe, may the humanity will have other people who can lead the world and bring us to a true justice and a true day where we stop catching our, world leaders stashing some money. Don't you guys remember that money comes and goes? There's nothing you can do about it. That's the nature of things. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. You just keep on doing what you're doing best. Try to be worthy before God, so he will bless you. And whatever you get, be happy. And that will make you a part of history, your history, your book history, your country history. That's what will make the universe better. Running after the golden calf, guys. Didn't you learn anything from the Bible your mother taught you again and again? God, we need some women in job. Come on, we learned this lesson, okay? So God bless you all. I love you. May God be with you every second of this week. Enjoy yourself. Have fun and go get them. And there is tomorrow. You still make it, and you're a champion. And whoever you are, I love you. God bless you. Ciao, ciao.